From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of English pianist Keith Tippett. Keith has been active on the UK free jazz and creative improv scene since the 1970s. He's had a hand in numerous British jazz ensembles, everything from large big bands to small groups, and even occasionally solo projects. We'll hear a selection from one such project, a double LP released by Universe Productions in 1980. The album The Unlonely Rain Dancer. It's just Keith on piano and voice. We'll hear the title cut, combining free jazz with Native American themes. Keith Tippett, The Unlonely Rain Dancer. Thank you. music from two innovative piano players named Keith. We began with Keith Tippett from a double LP released in 1980 called The Unlonely Rain Dancer, a solo piano album, we heard the title cut. And lastly, from 1971, the Keith Jarrett Trio, at a time when he was recording for Atlantic Records, the album The Morning of a Star, morning spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G in this case. And this was the last LP to feature this lineup as a trio, Keith Jarrett on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. Occasionally, the musicians would be featured on other instruments. For example, Keith Jarrett occasionally plays soprano sax and recorder on this album, and all three musicians at various points play steel pans. We heard the title cut, The Morning of a Star. Later that year, the trio would be augmented by Dewey Redman on sax, making it what would come to be known as the Keith Jarrett American Quartet. We'll listen to more music from a trio now, but considerably more recent music, as we turn to a trio consisting of Pedro Sousa on sax, Johan Bertling on bass, and drummer Gabriel Ferrandini. Pedro and Gabriel are from Portugal, Johan is from Sweden, all well-versed in free jazz and creative improv music. We'll turn to an album released on the Portuguese Clean Feed label, the album Casa Futuro, or Future House. And from it, we'll listen to the track Utility.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro Sousa, Johann Bertling, Gabriel Ferrandini, sax, bass, and drums, respectively. The track Utility, the second track on a three-track release, Casa Futuro, released on Clean Feed Records, one of the most prominent labels in the realm of free improvised music emerging from Europe. You are listening to Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, please feel free to do so at any time. Our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. Much more info about Jazz Progressions can be found there. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final set this hour, we'll listen to some music from the ECM label, and we'll listen to music featuring two prominent modern jazz bassists. First up, music from German bass player Eberhard Weber, a lifelong recording artist on ECM, going back to his debut LP for the label released in 1973, The Colors of Chloe. We'll turn to a 2012 release entitled Resume. It's a compilation of sorts featuring live tracks recorded between 1990 and 2007. This track will feature Eberhard Weber on his distinctive 7-string electric bass, as well as electronics, and another veteran of the ECM label, drummer Michael DePasqua. This is Heidenheim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from the ECM label featuring bass players, wrapping up this hour of the program. We began with Eberhard Weber from Resume, a collection of previously unreleased live tracks. We listened to Heidenheim with Michael DePasqua on drums. Other tracks on this release feature yet another ECM Records veteran, Norwegian sax great Jan Garbarek, who is certainly no stranger to performing with Eberhard Weber, going as far back as the days collaborating with guitarist Ralph Towner in his mid-70s quartet Solstice, with John Christensen rounding out the group on drums. And lastly, English bassist Barry Phillips. So coming full circle of sorts in this hour, as we opened with English pianist Keith Tippett, so opening and closing the hour with innovative modern jazz improvisers from Great Britain. From 1978, the album 3 Day Moon, Barry Phillips on bass, Tarje Ripdal, Norwegian guitarist, doubling on guitar and guitar synthesizer, Dieter Feichner, additional electronics, and rounding out the quartet on tabla and additional percussion, Triluk Gurtu. All of the tracks on this album have very obscure titles, including this piece, which I believe is pronounced Bird. It's spelled B-R-D. Classic sounds from ECM Records, edition of Contemporary Music, the Munich, Germany-based label founded in 1969 by Manfred Eicher, which helped to alter the course of the evolution of modern jazz on both sides of the Atlantic in the 4.5 decades since the label's inception. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you can join me again very soon for another exploration of the worlds of free improvisation, the avant-garde, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.